I'm Jim Bertel reporting. South Korea says it intends to continue discussions with North Korea about holding the high-level talks Pyongyang canceled on Wednesday. South Korean presidential spokesman Kim Yoo-kim says the National Security Council reaffirmed that the Panmunjom Declaration calls for a smooth Korea summit. They also agreed to continue talking to their North counterparts to promptly hold the high-level talks. South Korea also said it will work to ensure the summit between North Korea and the United States takes place next month. On the first anniversary of the Special Counsel's Russia investigation beginning, President Trump is making his frustrations known. AP's Sagar Mahani reports.
The president's calling the probe disgusting, illegal, and unwarranted, tweeting, "Congratulations, America. We are now into the second year of the greatest witch hunt in American history." On the Senate floor,
"It's not a witch hunt when 17 Russians have been indicted. It's not a witch hunt when some of the most senior members of the Trump campaign have been indicted."
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the president seems afraid of what the probe will find. On the other side, House Speaker Paul Ryan says Special Counsel Bob Mueller should be free to finish his job quickly.
"It's been a year. My guess is he's probably coming to a conclusion."
Sagar Mahani at the White House.
The Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo has spread from the countryside into a city. This is prompting fears that the disease will be increasingly hard to control. The country's health minister confirms a case in Mbandaka, a city of 1 million people, about 130 kilometers from where it was first confirmed. This is VOA News. European Union leaders say they are united in sticking to the Iran nuclear deal as long as Tehran abides by it. Lisa Bryant has more for VOA from Paris.
The EU will launch on Friday the so-called blocking status to protect, in particular, small and mid-sized companies with Iranian business interests. It will also tap the European Investment Bank to help shield them from threatened U.S. sanctions following President Donald Trump's decision to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal. European frustration over the Trump administration has been growing, especially following its pullout from the Iran deal last week. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Dozens of horses led the parade as royal wedding organizers staged a full rehearsal of Saturday's royal wedding. It's one of the final steps before Prince Harry and Meghan Markle say, "I do." AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Planners will use the practice session to finalize some of the details of Saturday's gala wedding at St. George's Chapel in the grounds of Windsor Castle. The festivities will include a 25-minute carriage ride outside the castle grounds by the newlyweds, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, after the ceremony is concluded. A large military contingent will also take part, reflecting Harry's years of military service. It's still not clear who will walk Markle down the aisle. Her father, Thomas Markle, had been selected for that role, but is reportedly ill with heart problems. Markle's mother, Doria Ragland, may take Thomas Markle's place if needed. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A Hawaiian volcano is blasting out ballistic blocks the size of kitchen appliances, and the authorities are warning it could get worse. General Kenneth Hara of Hawaii's National Guard says air evacuations may or may not be necessary.
What's challenging for us is, you know, what's going to be the number of or the population that we need to evacuate by air? You know, as long as the roads are open and there's a voluntary evacuation, you know, we're working with the county to see really what the numbers are going to be. So unless there's something catastrophic, no notice, we're thinking we may not even need aviation support.
Mount Kilauea erupted almost 2 weeks ago with lava destroying dozens of homes and forcing hundreds of people to be evacuated. Pakistani authorities say security forces have hunted down and killed a senior pro-Islamic State militant in Baluchistan province. The Pakistani military identified the slain extremist commander as Salman Bradini, saying he headed the banned Sunni militant group in the province. For more information around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1.